This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hear some post-game reaction from the skipper, Bob Melvin.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin. Presented by Sin Lee Foon. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Foon, 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Engine Resource.
Bob, it looked like Joe had some pretty good stuff tonight. It just seemed like there were a couple situations with two outs where the pitch count really ran up on him.
Yeah, they make him work through over 100 pitches in five innings, so that's enough as far as that goes, but leaves the game with one run. Eight strikeouts, walk, stuff was good again, second time in a row, pretty similar.
Gilbert's stuff tonight, the fastball-slider combination, he also had a splitty. Just super tough tonight. What did you think of your at-bats against
him? It was the elevated fastball that was giving us the most trouble. You know, he pitches to the top of the zone with that, throws a slider kind of out of the same tunnel, and does have a split, has a curveball as well. So, you know, look, at both starters pitched well. He outlasted ours a little bit. We gave up some runs, which a little bit out of character for our bullpen, but when you only score one run, you put a lot of pressure on it.
He was coming in with his splits, it seemed like if you get him in the stretch position, you have a chance to take advantage of him, but you weren't able to tonight.
Yeah, we got three hits off him. A couple walks, but, you know, had some situations where we had a chance, especially in the ninth inning as well. Unfortunately, couldn't get the big hit.
Bob, it's something that the relievers won't ever cop to, but you've mentioned it a couple times. What is the effect of them constantly pitching in one-run games, Sor?
It's hard. But, I mean, you know, you look at our numbers overall, I think our bullpen numbers are as good as anybody in the National League. So, you know, they can't think about that. They just have to go out there and pitch and try to limit the damage. And, you know, they've done a good job overall. We just haven't supported them well enough.
Nola and Kim bunting in the third, is that you guys are going to try to get one run there?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get, you know, with Kim's, we got two base runners there. So we're... You know, we're against a pretty good pitcher. We're trying to get our big boys up and score a couple runs.
Has it always been more frustrating this recent stretch, given some of the performances that you've turned in offensively and kind of the way you've stacked up runs and then not been able to do so consistently?
That's kind of, I would say, frustrating as a team, is that we play a good game and then we don't follow it up. And, you know, we've talked often about we got to put together, you know, several good games in a row to get on a run and feel a little bit better about ourselves. We haven't been able to play two in a row, really.
Just to clarify on the Kim bunt, that was your decision, his decision?
Yep.
Honeywell, was that his ankle?
I think he hit his landing spot just a little funky on one, but he was fine after that.
After the wins, like the next day, any difference in preparation, energy, anything coming in?
Look, it's about performing in the games. So we do a lot of preparation stuff. You know, you try to mix it up some, but at the end of the day, it's how you perform during the games, and we haven't been able to do it consistently.
That was Padres manager Bob Melvin from down by the clubhouse here at Petco Park, as the Mariners win this game 4-1 over the San Diego Padres. And, you know, we heard Bob Melvin talk there and get asked about the offensive inconsistency. This team doing really what they did the last couple of days, right? Putting together a really nice offensive game, five runs yesterday, and following it up with a game here tonight, one run on four hits. Well, here's what really sums it up. The Padres have scored five or more runs in their last five wins. In every game that followed, the run total has either been one or two. And it's only been two one time. So again, Padres have scored five or more runs in their last five wins. But the game after, the run total has been one or two. And that's why this is alternated win-loss, 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 win-loss. And there's really been no momentum day-to-day. It has been paired with the inconsistent offense. And again, the Padres have not won three in a row since April 29th to May 1st. Another thing that Bob Melvin talked about there was Joe Musgrove throwing a lot of pitches, and he did. 102 pitches in five innings here today. And that was a really big difference in this game, because through five innings, Logan Gilbert and Joe Musgrove had the same line. Five innings, one run given up. But Joe had 102 pitches, and Gilbert had 62 pitches under his belt. That meant the Padres had to go deeper into the bullpen. Brent Honeywell, pitching the sixth inning, gives up the home run, and the bullpen as a whole gives up three runs total. So that was a major factor in this game, the fact that the Mariners were able to drive up the pitch count. Musgrove did strike out eight in this game, so that was part of it. But the Mariners got him up to 102 pitches in five innings. Padres only had, again, Gilbert at 62 through five. But even in the later innings, I mean, the Padres trailed by just one after the sixth inning, just three after the middle of the eighth inning, and the Padres just have not shown an ability game in, game out to mount comebacks. Padres now, when trailing after six innings, are 3-26. When trailing after seven, 2-27. When trailing after eight, 1-26. So we'll see if the offense can bounce back tomorrow. That's what we've seen. It's been one good game, one not so good game, one good game, one not so good game. And again, that number I read off, or the Padres again have scored five or more runs in their last five wins, but every one of those wins now has been followed up by just a run or two from the offense. So if you're sitting there thinking, huh, that's kind of a trend, well, it matches the eye test, the numbers. We'll see. Now you hope the trend continues tomorrow and the Padres have a good offensive day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.